53,262. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting the 5th Annual Zoo Lights, beginning Friday, November 22nd, with new light sections, appearances by Santa, and fun for all ages. Tickets available now at topekazoo.org. The players of Ensemble Caprice, opening this noon hour with music by Dmitri Shostakovich, Fugue No. 7, here on KPR. I'm Jeff Watson, good to be with you, as classical music continues here on a Thursday afternoon. The Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra will pay us a visit later, and we'll enjoy the Emperor Waltz, or Kaiser Waltz, from Johann Strauss Jr. The Takash Quartet as well, bringing us an early Beethoven string quartet, one captivating from start to finish, string quartet number 2, coming up in just a few moments. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. What we have for you next is the Salon Orchestra of Cologne with an orchestral suite, a fantasy, written by Puccini from an opera of his, which was the story about a group of young bohemians living in the Latin Quarter of Paris in the mid-19th century. We'll hear a fantasy from La Bohème next on KPR. The Salon Orchestra of Cologne with an orchestral fantasy from Puccini from his opera La Bohème, the Bohemians, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:23, and coming up in the second half of the hour, we await the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra with the lively waltz from Johann Strauss Jr., the Kaiser or Emperor Waltz, in just a little while. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Congressman Luke Messer and Sherry Bustos for their series Congress in the 21st Century. Wednesday, October 30th, 4 p.m., more at doleinstitute.org. And the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Rahman, performing on bass, violin, and cello, Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. Red flag warning is in effect for the KPR listening area, and it's going to last until 8 p.m. this evening. That means that conditions are very breezy and very dry out there, and this is the sort of day where conditions are not great for outdoor burning. You want to avoid that if you can. We should have a high of 69 degrees with winds gusting up to 35 miles per hour. Tonight should be clear, the low of 47, sunny with a high of 73 for tomorrow. Time next to take in the Takash Quartet playing Beethoven this afternoon, and a string quartet, an early string quartet of his from 1798, dedicated to a Czech nobleman, and a quartet that has been referred to as the Quartet of Bows and Curtsies. String Quartet number 2 in G of Opus 18, next on Kansas Public Radio. It was written by Beethoven in 1798. String Quartet number 2 in G of Opus 18, played this afternoon by the Takash Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:47, a little over 10 minutes until the top of the hour, and NPR News. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us on a Thursday afternoon. The holiday season swings with KPR's Big Band Christmas. On Saturday night, December 14th at Liberty Hall, the KC Jazz Orchestra will be on hand once again to provide some big band hits and Christmas favorites, too. Tickets are on sale now at the Liberty Hall box office and Ticketmaster.com. Made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Support for classical music comes from Kansas City PBS, highlighting programming, news, and Kansas City happenings with our e-newsletters. More at kansascitypbs.org/subscribe. Conductor Herbert von Karajan takes up the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra with music by Johann Strauss Jr. to share. What we have for you next is called The Emperor Waltz on Kansas Public Radio. The Emperor Waltz, or Kaiser Waltz, from Johann Strauss Jr., played by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Herbert von Karajan, today on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 1 p.m. and about time for NPR News. The next hour of classical music brings us Mozart and the 18th Violin Sonata and Rachmaninoff's Second Piano Concerto. More wonderful music still to come on KPR.
On election night 4 years ago...
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Indeed, designed to be an end-to-end hiring solution for businesses of all sizes to attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one platform. Learn more at indeed.com/NPR. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Their music by Felix Mendelssohn, written in 1827. Felix Mendelssohn was about 15 years old at that time and was busy studying the operas of Carl Maria von Weber and Mozart and decided to try his hand at an opera of his own. There was the overture to The Marriage of Camacho, based on one of the tales of Don Quixote. We heard the Bamberg Symphony Orchestra there, conducted by Klaus-Peter Flohr, here on Kansas Public Radio. As classical music continues here on a Thursday afternoon, I'm Jeff Watson. And coming up, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and pianist Earl Wilde put on the Second Piano Concerto by Sergei Rachmaninoff. That's in just about 15 minutes' time here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Chicago Blues Super Session Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Chicago's most seasoned blues artists in a complete blues festival all in one show. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. Up next is music by Mozart and one of his violin sonatas written around 1778, around the time that Mozart was touring various parts of Europe, from Mannheim to Paris to Munich, all trying to secure some employment outside of his native Salzburg, a venture that would prove ultimately unsuccessful. But around that time, he never stopped writing. This is his 18th violin sonata in G, played for us by Hilary Hahn and pianist Natalie Zhu on Kansas Public Radio. From Mozart, the 18th violin sonata, played by Hilary Hahn alongside pianist Natalie Zhu on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 1:28, a little over half an hour until our next update of news headlines from NPR. Classical music continues until 3 this afternoon. Then it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. At 7, it'll be time for Classics Live, and then from 8 to 9, Destiny is your host. It's Tango Thursday tonight at 8 p.m., and were you aware that the harp can tango? Indeed it can. Hear it tonight, plus something ghostly from Beethoven. Destiny is your host for more music tonight from 8 to 9 on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And the Lead Center, hosting comedian Lewis Black in Goodbye Yeller Brick Road, the final tour, Saturday, November 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. It's music of Sergei Rachmaninoff next. and one of his most famous creations for piano and orchestra, the Second Piano Concerto, completed in 1899. We'll hear it played by the Royal Philharmonic and pianist Earl Wild on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends Piano Concerto No. 2 in C minor by Sergei Rachmaninoff, played by the Royal Philharmonic, with pianist Earl Wild, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 2 p.m. and about time for NPR News. And classical music continues in the next hour with a beautiful clarinet concerto. That and much more, still to come. Hope you can stay with us.
High Tape, Friday, October 25th, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
NPR News.
From Washington, this is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Music by Carl Maria von Weber and the overture to a comedic opera of his from 1811, based on one of the stories of 1001 Nights. We heard the overture to Abu Hassan. Anthony Witt conducted the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra to get things started in this 2 o'clock hour of KPR's classical music on a Thursday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be here with you for it. And coming up, we've got music by Friedrich Chopin, and a rondo for keyboard that he wrote, performed in an unusual way by a guitar trio. Not to mention the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, with the masterpiece of Josef Suk, known as the Fantastic Scherzo. All just ahead, as classical music continues. The Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Alan Francis, joins us now. They're joined by Thea King, clarinet virtuoso, in a concerto by a Irish composer of the Romantic time, one of the founding professors of the Royal College of Music, and a great teacher to early 20th century English composers. Music by one Charles Villiers Stanford, and a clarinet concerto in A minor on Kansas Public Radio. From the 19th century Irish composer Charles Villiers Stanford, a clarinet concerto in A minor played by the Philharmonia Orchestra, led by conductor Alan Francis, with the clarinet played by Thea King, on Kansas Public Radio. A minute past 2:30, and still to come, the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, with Josef Suk's Fantastic Scherzo. That'll be along in just about 10 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shoreman for his series Beyond the Ballot, Wednesday, 4 p.m., more at doleinstitute.org, and the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. A red flag warning in effect for the KPR listening area until 8 p.m. this evening. Right now it's very breezy and very dry outdoors. Outdoor fires could get out of control quickly, and you're encouraged to avoid any outdoor burning for this afternoon. Winds gusting up to 40 miles an hour. It is 68 here at the KU campus on our way to a high of 71. Tonight should be clear with a low of 47, and for tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-70s. For your next on KPR, we have keyboard music by Chopin. I should say music originally written as keyboard music, presented in a bit of a novel way next. We'll hear a Chopin Rondo in C major performed by the Amsterdam Guitar Trio on KPR. The Amsterdam Guitar Trio with a arrangement and performance of a keyboard rondo in C major written by Friedrich Chopin here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2:42 and ahead of 3 o'clock. All things considered from NPR News will bring us the very latest. Then later on tonight at 7, it'll be time for a very special Classics Live tonight with the Joe Parra Ensemble, with traditional and classical music from Paraguay done by 4 Kansas musicians. This happy combination of guitar, piano, violin, and cello will also be visiting Lawrence next week and bring you their special mix of music at noon during Live Day on Friday, October 25th. But join us for Classics Live tonight at 7 for a special prelude for the Joe Parra Ensemble. Classics Live is tonight at 7 p.m. Then from 8 to 9, Tango Thursday with Destiny, with music for tango music for harp, as well as something ghostly from Beethoven. Classical music continues on this evening. Classics Live at 7 and Music with Destiny from 8 to 9. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 47 degrees. Sunny tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with lows in the mid-40s. The Czech Philharmonic Orchestra is ready next, and conductor Sir Charles McGarris, with music from a great Czech composer, a student and later son-in-law to Antonín Dvořák, will hear music by Josef Suk. This is one of his best-known compositions, The Fantastic Scherzo, on Kansas Public Radio. Known as The Fantastic Scherzo, from Czech composer Josef Suk, played by the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Sir Charles McGarris on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it is just about 3, and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. That'll be followed by Classics Live at 7, and then Destiny is your host with an hour of classical music on Tango Thursday. That'll be from 8 to 9. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music on a Thursday afternoon. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Hedwig and the Angry Inch, a musical journey of love and loss, one weekend only, Thursday, October 24th through Saturday, October 26th. Suggested for mature audiences. More at theaterlawrence.com. And the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Chicago Blues Super Session, Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Chicago's most seasoned blues artists in a complete blues festival, all in one show. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.